Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called How You Can Be a Winner in Life. Let's dive in. Here's something that might surprise you. Most side hustlers quit within 90 days, not because their idea was bad, but because they're measuring the wrong thing entirely. Today, I want to share the simple metric that billion-dollar companies use that will completely transform how you think about progress. Let me start with what I call the compound action principle. Research from MIT reveals something fascinating about successful entrepreneurs. They don't track daily outcomes, they track daily actions. Think about it this way. You can't control whether someone buys from you today, but you can control how many people you reach out to. Winners focus on lead measures like calls made and content posted, rather than lag measures like revenue and followers. Your input consistency is the most reliable predictor of your output success. This connects to what I call the 1% edge framework. Small daily improvements compound exponentially over time. Here's the math that changes everything. If you improve just one skill by 1% every single day, you'll be 37 times better at it in 1 year. This is how you can be a winner in life, not through dramatic gestures, but through micro improvements that stack on top of each other day after day. The third piece is your reset ritual. Every Sunday, audit your week's actions against your results. But here's the key. Identify your highest impact activities from actual data, not from how you feel about them. Then double down on what works and eliminate what doesn't. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She started a design side hustle and became obsessed with checking her daily revenue. After 60 days of making only $200 total, she felt like a complete failure. But when I showed her how to track design hours, client outreach, and portfolio updates instead, something interesting happened. She discovered she was only working 3 hours per week, even though she thought she was grinding constantly. The moment she shifted her focus to 10 hours of weekly action time and stopped checking revenue daily, everything changed. 6 months later, she had $3,000 in monthly recurring income. The breakthrough came from measuring inputs, not outputs. So here's what I want you to do right now. Write down 3 daily actions for your side hustle. Set a phone reminder to log these actions each evening. Track this for 30 days before you evaluate any financial results. Focus purely on consistency of action. The revenue will follow your input discipline. Start celebrating action wins, not just money wins. Remember this, you can't control outcomes today, but you absolutely control your actions today. Master your inputs, and your outputs will master themselves. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.